Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, all those kinds of things, brought to you by myself, Nigel, and tonight we have our semi-regular presenter, Adam, in the studio.
Good evening.
So we'll, as always, be bringing you a choice of tunes and stuff, and a mixture, well, a bunch of information about what's going on in the area. Hopefully keeping you up to date with everything that's happening, gigs, club nights, all that kind of stuff. Okay, we all opened the show there with Death Boy, a track called Black Morning. That's off the End of an Era album, one I'm actually quite fond of, and I don't think I actually play enough tracks off that, but I am quite enjoying it. And we're going to continue on with some of Adam's choices, I think, for a little bit now. This is a track, it's a band called Seventh Image, is that correct?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Off a bizarre compilation called Dark Sonus, which is a forum of like-minded industrialists in America and Canada who all got together and ended up making a compilation of stuff from their bands and stuff. I ended up getting this one for free, but this track's called City of Light, and it's rather fantastic.
That was completely the wrong track. Just bear with me a moment whilst I sort out the CD player that's obviously trying to play us different tunes. Righto. Hopefully now this should be like Seventh Image.
Yeah.
Okay. You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And that was ChemLab with...
Electric Molecular.
Thank you.
ChemFDM Death Before Taxes mix.
That was pretty stunning. And before that, we had Seventh Image with City of Light after we got the CD player sorted. Okay, as promised in the intro to the show, we're going to run down some club nights and gigs and things like that that we know of going on in the area. To be honest, this is going to be a bit chaotic because I haven't really planned what I'm going to say. I've got a rough list in front of me, so Adam, as usual, just chip in whenever you think I've missed something. Okay, well, first of all, there's all the information about the Rio's move to Leeds. Any local people who are Rio's regulars will know that Rio's has shut down in Bradford and was planning on opening a venue in Leeds. Now, it is still going ahead, I believe. There's just been a bit of a delay due to licensing issues, I believe. So, unfortunately, it was meant to open last week, but it didn't. Which, due to them not having a license, they couldn't actually go ahead with certain gigs and club nights. I believe the club nights are all delayed until May the 4th, I believe, is when they're running it as a club.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
I think I checked these details just before I came out. So May the 4th is current information on when they're doing club nights. And the first gig is going to be on April the 14th, which is going to be Wasp. I don't know quite how many of my listeners are going to be big Wasp fans, but you never know. We do have a broad spectrum of people tuning in. This is going to disappoint a few people who were really looking forward to the Lieback show, but that has been rescheduled. It's on the same date, it's just been rearranged to a new venue. This is going to go ahead at the Escape venue out near Castleford. If you know of this venue, you'll know exactly where it is, and if you don't, head towards Castleford and look for the big shiny thing at night.
Yes, and the sign that says Escape, I think, and the retail outlet, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never ever been to that venue before myself. I've got some friends who have been snowboarding there, and there's apparently other stuff, but there is obviously somewhere to put on a 1,500 capacity gig.
Well, here's one for the history books, I suppose. A big industrial band play Castleford.
Yeah, that's it's gonna. I was quite impressed going to play Rio's in Leeds because I thought they were probably bigger than that venue could hold capacity, and I figured it might just sell out dead quick.
Well, the other part to the tour are a really posh looking club in London that's got a few other gigs going on.
Right,
Milton Keynes and Colchester.
This is a really odd selection of venues, isn't it?
Strange bookers on the line here.
But it does mean that we've got a Lieback gig going on. It's going to be on Friday as planned. If you've already got tickets, then good. If you haven't, then you can get them from the usual retail outlets. More information, no doubt, will be posted on www.rios-leeds.co.uk. That seems to be their current website. I got a bit of information by signing up to an email list available on that site, so I'm guessing going to keep that as one of their main sources of telling people what's going on. So, yeah, if you're interested in what's going on with Rio's Leeds, sign up there. You'll get all the information. And Lieback, of course, is on Friday. Ooh, what else have we got going on? We've got Saturday, Substance at the Subculture. That is not a proper goth night. I think it's kind of a bit of everything alternative. So you get, you know, your punk, your rock, you get all sorts of stuff there. It's very goth-friendly, though, and it's yet another night I've still got to get myself to. Quite embarrassing that I haven't shown my face there yet, but it should be a good night, and from the set list, it does actually look rather good in the whole kind of goth alternative scene of things. So more information about that at www.thesubculture.co.uk. Saturday 14th, we've also got Darklands going on at Cert 18 in York. You must know about this. Whole kind of goth, death rock, industrial, EBM, electropunk. It's quite a wide range of tracks get played there as well. 8 p.m. till 2 a.m. £3 on the door. More information at www.darklands.org.uk. Rhombus are playing a live gig on the Sunday, 15th of April. So that's at the Bridge, which from my days in Huddersfield I remember as the Electrician's Arms. It's an afternoon gig. I haven't found out much information about this. I suspect it might be part of an all-day, but I don't know for sure. It's at 4 p.m, free entry. So if you quite like the goth rock of Rhombus, get yourself down to the Electrician's Arms in Huddersfield. More information about that at www.myspace.com/rhombus. And looking ahead to the following weekend, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Student Union in Leeds, as always two big rooms, the main room of goth, cheese, 80s alternative, and the mutate room of hard dancing electronic stuff. 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. Have you got? You've got. Surely you've got a couple more events to chip in, Adam.
Where do I start? Yeah, Corporation as usual. Every weekend, every Saturday, goth room at the back, metal room upstairs, classic rock if you really want the cheese at the front, quid in before 10, and a fiver in afterwards, I think. That's every Saturday. They've got gigs and stuff going on as well, but I'm off the top of my head, I can't remember, I can't think of anything that's really that relevant here for now, apart from the Crook Shadows at the end of the month. What else have we got? Resonance, a week on Saturday. Let's mention that. Let's put my plug in, shall we?
Yeah.
7 till 10, industrial, bleepy, noise, stuff. Not generally the stuff you'll find a dance to at the Wendy House, let's put it that way. But me, Tim and Keith bringing you that from 7 till 10, and it's £2 in. And that's at the Subculture, same website as before.
Anything else spring to mind?
No, I think that'll do for now.
If it springs to mind, we'll mention it later in the show. But we've nattered on for far too long, so I think we need to get on with some more tunes. Right, what have I got queued up? I've got queued up the Azoic. Now, this is an old track, Lost, I believe, this Comlink remix. We'll be right back.
time for Brain.
Destroy the brain.
This is still Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. Right, we had the Zombie Girl with Go Zombie. That is absolutely fantastic. That's from their forthcoming album, which I'm actually really quite looking forward to. I'm sure a lot of people are. Certainly if it's got tracks like that on it, that's just a prime example of a fantastic dance floor filler. Before that, we had a couple of older tracks that I dusted off. We had Project Pitchfork with Carnival, and before that we had the Azoic with the Comlink remix of Lost, which was, I don't know, I quite like that. It's kind of odd in a bleepy odd kind of way. Right, I think we're just going to continue with the tunes. Not too much to go over, so we're going to continue with a selection from Adam. We've got Cat coming up, a track called Smash.
That's the one.
Okay. Oh, no. He says, pondering which CD player it's in. That one. There we go.
Hey, careful, man! There's a beverage here, huh?
Irrational. consumed enough alcohol for one evening.
You are still listening to DAX Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. We had there a band I've kind of been meaning to check out. I take it they've been going a while, but they keep getting mentioned to me by a number of people. I keep meaning to check out their stuff. That was the Young Gods with a track called Secret. Before that, we had the extremely well-known dance floor filler of Rotosan's Exterminate, Annihilate, Destroy. And before that, we had Cat with Smash. Very good bouncy electronic tracks. I think just continue with the tunes. We're going to try and crowbar in as much as we can in the time we've got left. So we're going to continue with some Supreme Court. Okay, you heard there Supreme Court with A Voice of Lying, and that was off a compilation too, a particularly dully named compilation album. And we'll just chatting whilst that track was on and forgot to mention a couple of other events that are worthy of note. Firstly, one from me, I've got to at least properly mention, we've got on Saturday the 28th of April, Carpe Noctem at the new Beehive Cellars in Bradford. Goth Industrial EBM, Alternative Punk, all that kind of stuff. If you're a Bradford local, you've probably already checked it out at some point. 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. I think it's cheap before 10, but it's certainly £3 on the door afterwards. More information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. Adam, did you have another thing to mention?
I did. Because I completely forgot to mention it earlier, and I probably should, which is a night called Noise Tech in Manchester on Friday, tomorrow night, in fact, which is a night of industrial and noise and stuff with Hypno Skull Live and Leech Woman. They have intense industrial metal from years ago are back, and Dyspraxia as well as a guy called Machino Christ from down south, and ooh, DJ Matt from Implant is DJing it as well. Looks to be a bit of a monster of a night, but I'm going to be at Liveac, so I'm not going to be able to make it, unfortunately.
So it's the decision where you go to the nice noise night in Manchester or get yourself over to Liveac.
Yeah, well, it was initially Liveac, then they cancelled Liveac, so it was, right, Noise Tech it is, and then Liveac was back on, and it was like, okay, back to Liveac then. And speaking of which...
Right. Thanks for tuning in. This is pretty much all we've got time for. We're going to leave you with a Liveac track.
Yes, Hell Symmetry off WAT.
Change your desire.